And now, Michiana Chronicles, a series by area writers about their daily lives. This week, Jeanette Sadler-Taylor talks about bartenders and hair tenders, true confessions.
Fat Tuesday found me draped across a bar stool while Wonderful Wally set him up as my pre-penitential push for partying unfolded in downtown South Bend. A band of revelers came in, handed out beads, and headed back into the snowy South Bend darkness while I continued to stave off thoughts of the rigors of the coming Lenten season by doing elbow bends and yucking it up with Wally. Isn't that fun? Doesn't it remind you of the beginning of some hard-boiled detective novel or film? While it's true that I've mentioned in the past that I'm a Kentucky girl and therefore have a nodding acquaintance with brown-colored strong drink, this tale isn't going in the direction of murder and mayhem, or even a tamer tale of drunken disorderly. Nope, soul-bearing is the direction that I'm heading here. That is, if I can shake this film noir pseudo-persona and return to reality. But let's not leave the world of black and white just yet. In film and television crime dramas, frequently during an all-out manhunt, a compulsive confessor character will be featured. You know, some tortured person who has a need to wander into the precinct and unburden himself by falsely confessing and muddying the plot for a bit. In my irreverent mode, this character always comes to mind when I'm on the Notre Dame campus and stroll past the very nice statue of St. Edward the Confessor. Actually, he wasn't one of those wimpy blame takers at all. In the medieval Kingway, he could be quite ruthless. In my mental scenario, though, I see old Edward in his crown and royal garb stride into the precinct and confront the hapless desk sergeant with some babbling tale of wrongdoing. Best imagined as happening on a rain-swept, foggy evening. In grainy black and white, of course. But I digress. They say that confession is good for the soul. And apparently folks besides old King Edward feel that there is truth in that adage. Just look on the internet at the proliferation of blogs. As a society, we seem to have all become compulsive confessors. But before we go too far into that, think about this quote from one of my favorite writers, Tom Stoppard. Confession is an act of violence against the unoffending. In addition to the hapless desk sergeant and the internet, and clergy and mental health professionals, naturally, bartender and hair tender seem to be big occupations where those sitting in the chair seem likely to feel compelled to confess. With bartenders, it might be the effect of the aforementioned strong drink that urges folks to unburden themselves. With hair tenders, though, I've decided it's the unaccustomed inactivity. As a society, we're not really very good at doing nothing. But there we are, sitting captive for 30 minutes or longer, doing nothing. So we make conversation. And not just polite chit-chat, but soul-bearing secrets. I know this because I've observed others while I wait my turn to hop into the chair. Doug has been my hair tender for about 15 years, and during that time I've tried not to, in the parlance of film noir, spill my guts. But you don't spend that much time together with someone without things seeping out. He probably has had many opportunities, just due to the length of time, to gather a certain amount of the goods on me. He's seen me through not just bad hair days, but job ups and downs, marriage, grandchildren, retirement, and many basketball seasons. In short, he's had plenty of opportunity to see petty thoughts and vindictive actions expose themselves, despite my best efforts to conceal this dark and seamy side. Probably best just to give in and go back to the grainy black and white with a quote from Ellis Peters. They sell courage of a sort in the taverns, and another sort, though not for sale, a man can find in the confessional. Try the alehouses and the churches. And the hair tenders. For Michiana Chronicles, this is Jeanette Sadler-Taylor. In my midnight confession, when I tell the world that I love you. In my midnight confession, when I say all the things.
Michiana Chronicles is heard every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:45 a.m. and again at 12:30 p.m. during Here and Now. Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.